Hey there, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. I love getting to serve as one of the pastors here at the church, and our hope is, if you're new to this, that we'd be able to spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week together, just as a cup of encouragement to go along with your cup of coffee, or if you're one of those strange people that would rather have Diet Coke than coffee, that's okay. No judgment here. Today, I want to dive in and read a few verses that come from Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs is full of such wisdom, and this is what it says in Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and years of life, and, here's this, peace they will add to you. Verse 3, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. I love that last verse, verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Notice He says, your path. So let me ask you about that path today. Do you like the path that you're on? How do you feel the life that you have? Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you enjoy it? Or do you hate the life that you have and wish you had a different one? Do you look at other people and wish you had their life? Do you look at their stuff and wish you owned their stuff? Do you look at their career and wish you had their career? Or are you happy with the path that God has placed you on? See, this is a slippery slope. This is a source of great frustration for a lot of people, is because they look at somebody else and they assume their life is better. They assume their house is better. They assume their cars are better. They assume their kids are better. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to compare our lives against somebody else that God never intended us to compare our lives by. I think it was the author John Acuff that said it this way. He said, never compare your middle with somebody else's ending. See, so many times we see people's picture-perfect lives on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, even on TV, we think their life is so great. But of course it looks that way. Nobody posts what their life is really like. They never post the weak areas of their life, because here's what I found. Nobody has a perfect life. Absolutely nobody has a perfect life. And it's entirely possible that if you want somebody else's life, they are busy wanting someone else's too. Maybe even your life. What I find so fascinating is that unknown people want to be movie stars. They want to be known by everybody. And yet movie stars, they're trying to get away from people. They want their privacy. What's so crazy is that regular employees want to be the boss, and bosses wish they could give up the responsibility. Single people want to get married, and sometimes even married people wish they were single. And so here's what I found. God has a path for us. There is something God is doing in us and through us. And the secret to learning to walk down that path with confidence is found in contentment. Contentment with your life is not a feeling. It is a decision that every single one of us must make. Contentment does not mean that we'll never want to see change, that we'll never want to see improvement. But what contentment does mean is it means that we can be happy with where we're at, and that we'll do our best with what we have. And it also means that we're going to keep an attitude that allows us to enjoy the path that God has us on. Man, I hope you have a great day today. It's Thursday. The week is winding down, but we hope and we pray for you that you'll experience God's best for your life today, and that you'll learn to be content on your path. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.